Brittum Cubs Baseball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubs game against Lake Creek is made possible by the Brittum Sports Friends. The pregame is brought to you by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bosky Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brittum National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Colcourse Food, Dynamic Drains and Plumbing and Drain Experts, Brittum Nursing and Rehabilitation, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brittum, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brittum. We'll go out to the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lee, after these words from our sponsors.
Oh no, it's heating up outside and our air conditioning is barely working.
Chill out, big guy. I've already called Modern Air Solutions. With this Texas weather, they got us covered.
Modern Air Solutions specializes in servicing your existing unit as well as the installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. Find them on Facebook or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing options available. License number TACLA74166E.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brittum's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybug Softball, Brittum Cub Baseball, and the Brittum Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brittum. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brittum. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brittum's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brittum is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brittum, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
All right, and good evening, everybody. We welcome you out to Lake Creek High School. And tonight it's Seniors Night, the final home game for the Lake Creek Lions as they play host to the Brittum Cubs. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And they're about ready for their getting decorated for their Seniors Night festivities. But for the Cubs, playing out the string here, it's unusual that we say that this time of year, but Cubs with a chance to, while they can't make the playoffs, can play a little spoiler the next two games.
That's the one thing that they can do, and something we were having a conversation with one of my former teammates at Blinn, and you brought up a great point, Doug. The Cubs are playing better baseball the second half than what we would call would normally should be the second half.
And yeah.
The early part of the season, we just couldn't get ourselves in a groove, but we're in a little bit of a groove now, and maybe we can be a spoiler.
Yeah. Cubs have been playing much better the second half. They won four out of their last six games, and now the final two games, we're here in Lake Creek tonight, and then we'll wrap it up on Friday night. We'll be back home at Fireman's Park for the final game of the season. It'll be Seniors Night for Brittum that night. And so it should be a fun evening. Well, we got more to talk about here on the pregame show. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brittum. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Bladen Buccaneers baseball softball season.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Join Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation for the Senior Fan Drive in partnership with Traditions Healthcare. Now through Saturday, June 1st, you can help make a difference in the lives of seniors in need by donating new fans to the Margaret E. Blizzard Senior Activity Center. Your contribution will bring relief and comfort during the warm summer months. Donate your fans at Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center or contact Alice at 451-9592 for more information. Come together to support your seniors and ensure they stay cool and comfortable this summer.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blend Bucks and Lady Bucks.
And back we come here to Lake Creek High School. You know, Tommy, this is the first time I've ever been over here, and this is a really nice
definitely
field.
Myself also know this is just an absolutely beautiful facility, a great park. Of course, and that's what you, when you build new, that's would be my recommendation with a what we should do in Brenham is build a field like this over at Brenham High School.
Oh, yeah, that'd
and
be great.
You would be right there. You got all this natural turf, just an absolute beautiful facility.
Yeah, and, of course, with Lake Creek, one of the nice things, we get to see a former Brenham Cub who's now the head coach of the Lake Creek Lions.
Oh, yes. Great to see Jeremy Schramm. He was over at Montgomery High School for a number of years as an assistant coach. When they built Lake Creek High School, he was able to come over here and become the head coach here at Lake Creek. Congratulations, Jeremy. He's doing a really, really fine job here.
He certainly has been, and good to have some Brenham ties here. And we take a look at the district standings now. And right now, District 21-5A, Anum Consolidated, top of the district this year, and they are at 10-2. You got Magnolia and Lake Creek currently battling it out for the number two spot in the district. College Station is at number four. And Magnolia West, number five, they're 6-6. Montgomery is at 5-7. Brenham Cubs at 4-8. Rudder is bringing up the rear at 0-12. So you got Magnolia and Lake Creek pretty much locked in for those 2 and 3 spots. And then between College Station and Magnolia West going in this final week for that last playoff spot. And, of course, you can't totally rule out Montgomery either. And, there's still, of course, after tonight, that may be a different story. As you look at the action tonight, Magnolia West is at Montgomery, Rudder at Magnolia, and then A&M Consolidated at College Station. And now those two games are going to be really big with Consol and College Station playing each other this week.
A very, very big game. And, you know, with College Station sitting where they are, and you're looking at A&M Consolidated at the head of the pack up there. Very, very big series over there. And,
yeah.
You know, I know what they would love to do. Is they'd love to win two.
Oh, yeah.
Which would solidify, you know, them for that fourth spot.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're gonna have to go over there and be ready to play baseball.
Absolutely. And as we said, Consolidated can clinch district if they get that win over College Station tonight. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we've got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you the studios near 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizen State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizen State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com. And check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
Co-Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now to take a look at the starting lineups. And our starting lineups this evening are brought to you by the Bank of Brenham, Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you and the bank you come home to, your only downtown hometown Bank of Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the visiting Brenham Cubs, it'll be Brady Rowell leading things off and playing left field. Batting second will be the catcher, Tanner Reese. Batting third, designated hitter, Drake Benke. Batting fourth will be the second baseman, Landry Mendoza. Batting fifth and playing third base tonight will be Grady G. Batting sixth, first baseman, Philip Deal. Batting seventh will be the right fielder, Braden Goss. Batting eighth, center fielder, Barrett Coring. And batting ninth will be the shortstop, Owen Finke. Tonight's starting pitcher will be Luke Hardy. And now for the Lake Creek starting lineup, and it'll be Wyatt Davis leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the second baseman, Austin Wiederholt. Batting third, center fielder, Sam Lee. Batting fourth, designated hitter will be Davis Lee. Batting fifth will be the catcher, Parker Smith. Batting sixth, third baseman, Leighton Scott. Batting seventh will be the left fielder, Reed Newkirk. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Jackson Marshall. Batting ninth, first baseman, Carson Lange. And doing the pitching will be Harper Heathcott. And that is the starting lineup for both of these two teams. And we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blimbucks and Ladybucks,
a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
All right, as we come back here, and they just finished with the pregame seniors night ceremonies here, and honoring Lake Creek honoring their senior class this year. Oh, it looks like we are going to get the anthem early.
The national anthem sung by Logan Benet.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through a perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets reckless, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still
excellent job.
Ooh, nice job. There. Excellent job.
Yeah. And as we continue, we're about to have the game time weather update, and it's brought to you by Blinn College. And let's see here. Where did I put my... here we go. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And for right here in Montgomery tonight, we got 75 degrees right now under mostly cloudy skies. Sunset scheduled for this evening at 7:56. And we're scheduled to get down to 66 degrees during the overnight hours, and then back up to 84. And then looking ahead to tomorrow, sunrise is scheduled for 6:45 a.m. as those days start getting longer and longer. And it looks like pretty good weather up until Sunday. And then Sunday and Monday looks like rain in the forecast. And that is your Game Time weather update brought to you by Blinn College. And we'll be back with more after we hear these words from our sponsors. And we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
HEB is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. HEB in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines and artisan bakery and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at HEB in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
And Lake Creek taking the field, and it'll be Harper Heathcott out on the hill. Back behind the plate is Parker Smith. Right side of the infield, it's Carson Lange at first base, Austin Wiederholt at second base. Left side, Wyatt Davis is the shortstop, Leighton Scott at third base, into the outfield, Sam Lee in center, and right field, Jackson Marshall, and in left field, Reed Newkirk. And Harper Heathcott warming up, and we got us a lefty out there tonight.
Yeah, it's I was going to bring that up, and you beat me to the punch. This is the first lefty we've seen in a while.
Yeah.
You know, coming up against the Cubs. That's good. You know, it's going to make for a very interesting evening.
Yep.
Catching, number 23, Parker Smith.
And Ben's still finally in, trying to... It was a little bit of a journey to get here to the stadium because they're doing some construction work here, and we had to literally drive around the building, the other side, the opposite side of the building, and come up past the football field and to be able to get over here.
Exactly. But, you know, it was a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, here we are just,
it's a huge,
again, folks. Outstanding facility. Very, very
this campus,
nice.
It's huge. It is absolutely huge, and they're still adding more to it. So, hey, more power to them. As he's got finishing his warm-up tosses. He'll be looking at Brady Rao, Tanner Reese, and Drake Behnke here in the top of the first inning. Brady Rowe to lead it off here. Brady Rowe Jr. And has really worked himself up there. Cause remember back at the beginning of the season, he was toward the end of the batting order, but he's hit the ball so well that coach no choice, had to move it. Now he's been doing comfortably at the top of the order.
Yeah, he's done exceptionally well. He's settled in that leadoff spot, and good, doing a good job for us.
He certainly has. And swung out and missed, 0-2. Just underway here. It's straight up 7 o'clock. You're listening to KWHI, 1280 AM, and K269 GU, 101.7 FM. And, of course, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. Next pitch to Rao up high, and it's 1-2. And pitch inside, and it hit him. And so Rao will reach base to start the inning. And that's going to bring up Tanner Reese. Reese, one of two seniors in the lineup, with Philip Deal getting the start of first base today.
Okay, what do you think Coach is going to do?
I think he's going to have him swing away. And he does, and he rips this one. That is going to be into left center up against the fence. Rao heading for third. He's going to get the stop sign, and it's going to be a stand-up double for Tanner Reese.
I tell you what, Tanner Reese got a fastball. He got a pitch that he really liked and drove it one hop to the left center field wall.
And that'll bring up Drake Behnke now. Well, another thing I was just struck me, especially with getting the two early runners aboard here, is another thing for the Cubs tonight. They're playing with nothing to lose.
That, exactly. You know, play loose and go out there and have fun.
Yep. And so Drake Behnke, the batter. Behnke, a left-handed batter, sophomore. Seen time in both the outfield and at first base this season. And first pitch to him is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And swung out of miss, 0-2. It's all Drake's dad. Matt out in the stands here today, and it's funny because with the busy schedule he has at Blue Mountain, he makes sure he never misses a game.
That's it. came with two straight curveballs on Behnke.
And that one outside for a ball, 1-2. Next pitch, just missing on the outside corner, and it's now even at 2-2 on Behnke. Runners at second and third, and nobody out here at the top of the first for the Cubs. Check of the base runner, next pitch, and Behnke swings and misses. He's down on strikes for out number one.
Came with curveball again, Doug, and broke it off that outside corner, and Drake just couldn't catch up to it.
And that'll bring up Landry Mendoza now. And Mendoza had the big hit in the game against Magnolia this past Friday, that two-run double that helped the Cubs beat the Bulldogs over in Magnolia. And foul tipped that one in the mitt, and it's 0-1.
He came back with fastball this time on Landry. And I didn't look, Doug, but we, is that Austin Maurer running for Tanner Reese?
It
looks like his
here,
walk, but
than...
I'm probably totally wrong, but.
I think you're right. Or Caleb Maurer.
It's Caleb. Yeah, okay.
And this one fouled away. No balls, two strikes. Oh, no, he caught it.
Yes.
And that is out number two. Nice play there by the first baseman Carson Langy.
Yeah, he got a really good jump on the ball and got over and got up under it.
You forget that there's quite a bit of foul territory here. And so now that'll bring up Grady G.
This is like over at Blinn College.
Oh, yeah. Very much in terms of a lot of ground to cover for the fielders. And that one in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Came with curveball again. Broke it off that inside corner on Grady G.
Grady getting the start at third base this evening. And swings and misses 0-2.
Came back with fastball now and threw fastball on the outside corner on Grady.
Now he's got trying to get out of the inning. And this time it is going to be into the hole. It's short. Only play is to first, and he's safe, and the run scores. It's an infield RBI single for Grady G, and the Cubs are on the board 1-0. That's the way we'd like to get it started.
There you go. Get on the board first.
And Brady Rao just made the first run of the game, brought to you by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And Philip Deal, the batter. And he swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1 from Heathcott.
Came with curveball again. Broke it on that inside corner and couldn't catch up to it.
Runners at the corners, two down. Next pitch, Deal swings and misses the fastball this time, and it's 0-2. And time is called. You're going to step out. Runner going. And the throw down. They're going to get a rundown started. And they miss the run. They miss them both. And coming in to score is Maurer. And that'll make it 2-0, Cubs. And umpire called something over there, and he's now allowing G to go to second base. Was that like an interference or something?
I'm totally confused now, Doug, but my question is, why do you throw to second base?
Yeah.
No, I mean, really.
I agree.
You got two outs and two strikes on the batter.
Yeah. And risk something like that happening where you don't get either guy out.
Yes.
And Deal and swings and misses, and he's down on
and
strike.
We got the run. I'm glad we got the run. I mean.
And so that is the end of the top half of the first inning. Cubs lead it 2-0, and we'll be back with the bottom half of the first after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, here we go to the bottom half of the first inning. Cubs lead it 2-0 over the Lake Creek Lions. And it'll be Wyatt Davis, Austin Wiederholt, and Sam Lee batting here against Luke Hardy. And Luke's got to be loving this to go out to the mound with a lead.
That is something new.
Yeah, the first pitch ground ball to short. Finke up with it. And he'll fire across the diamond over to Deal at first, and that's out number one. One pitch, one out. And now that'll bring up Austin Wiederholt.
Now batting for the Lions, second baseman, number three, Austin Wiederholt.
And you had a chance to talk to his grandpa earlier.
Yes, I did. Grandpa and I played. Yes, folks, I'm telling you how old I am. Grandfather and I played together at Blinn College.
Mm-hmm. And we learned, too, his dad also played at Blinn for Coach Van Hook.
Yes, dad also played for Coach Kyle Van Hook. When Coach Van Hook was at Blinn.
And next pitch. He has a strike called. 0-2 count now on Wiederholt.
Oh, two good strikes there by Luke.
And this one bounced up there, and Reese knocks it down. And it's a 1-2 count. It's one thing the catcher's got to be aware of, because there is a lot of foul territory behind home plate. And another nice block there in the dirt by Reese. Yeah, that one, another ground ball to short. Finke up with it. Fires across to first, and Deal will put the squeeze on it, and that's two away. And now that'll bring up Sam Lee.
Now batting for the Lions, center fielder, number two, Sam Lee.
And that name might sound familiar to some folks. He was a wide receiver on the Lake Creek football team. So we've had to deal with him in that capacity.
Did a pretty good job, too.
Yeah. And I think he was a return man, too, if I'm not mistaken. And that one fouled away. And 0-1 count.
Yeah, I love to see that. Football player in the fall, baseball player in the spring. I love to see that by these young men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one inside, and Lee ducks out of the way there, and it's 1-1. And don't forget, later on this evening, we'll be playing our Nathan's Barbecue Buccaneer Food Store Home Run Inning. We've got $80 worth of gasoline to see if we can give away tonight. And this one's going to be a high fly ball out to right field. And making the grab is out there. That is Braden Goss for out number three. And that's a 3-up and 3-down inning for Luke Hardy. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 3-up and 3-down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. And we've got one inning in the books. Cubs lead it 2-0. Back with inning number two after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's Chem Dry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
And we come back here, top half of the second inning. Cubs with a 2-0 lead. It'll be Braden Goss, Barrett Corey, and Owen Finke.
Braden Goss.
And Goss to step in here. Yeah, first pitch to him, swung out and missed. And it's an 0-1 count.
Broke his routine a little, Doug. Yeah. Last inning, he was throwing curveball first pitch, came in with fastball.
And he got the next pitch, went for the curveball, got strike two. And he's ahead of Goss 0-2.
Came back with curveball, broke it on the outside corner.
And that one just missing on the outside part of the plate. It's 1-2. And that one, fastball inside, and Goss just had to, one of those excuse me swings, trying to just get it away.
Oops.
Yeah. One, two pitch. And up high, ball two.
Didn't get the break on that curveball that he really wanted to. Hung that curveball a little high and outside.
2-2 delivery. And he's going to pop this one up foul over to the right side. Count remains 2-2 on Braden Goss. Goss chops this one foul up the third base side.
Good job there by Braden. Got a piece of that curveball.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, we should let the folks at home know the field is entirely turf.
Yes.
And this one is
going to be he's
hit in the left field, and Goss is aboard. After making a nice catch in the last half inning, leads it off with a single here, and then bring up Barrett Coring.
Now batting for the Cubs center fielder, number two, Barrett Coring.
Coring, right-handed hitting center fielder. Stepping up here against Heathcott. And he pops this one up. Shortstop calling for it. And making the grab there is Wyatt Davis for out number one. And that'll bring up Owen Finke.
Now batting shortstop number eight, Owen Finke.
And next pitch down low for a ball. 1-0 count on Finke. Freshman shortstop. And he sends this one ground ball in the hole. Shortstop up with it. Davis throws to first. And he just barely gets Finke, but Finke does a job getting the runner moved over to second.
Yeah, good job. That was one of those little slow grounders hit to the right of the shortstop. He had no play at second base.
And that'll bring up Brady Rao now. Rao was hit by a pitch and scored the first run of the ball game back in the first inning.
Now let's see if we can get another run across here.
Yeah. Cubs leading 2-0 here in the top of the second. And Rao now on the RBI opportunity. And he's got his pitch. Rao takes high for a ball, and it's 1-0. And that one taken for a ball, and it's 2-0. And that one up the line.
Yes. There it is.
In the corner. And coming in to score is going to be Gosson over to second. And they got Rao, though, as he overran the bag at second. Or did they get him before they went? That he got.
Yeah, he got him before.
Okay,
so he did get him before.
It is an RBI single, and then out at second from 7-4, and so that one will tie the side. But the Cubs do get another run on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. Brenham leading Lake Creek 3-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great-tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
And we come back here to the bottom half of the second inning. And it is the Brenham Cubs leading Lake Creek 3-0. It's going to be Davis Lee to lead it off. Lee, the designated hitter, batting for the pitcher, Harper Heathcott. And Luke Hardy out on the hill for the Cubs for his second inning of work. First pitch, swung out and missed, and it's 0-1.
Oh, nice pitch there by Luke Hardy.
Already comes set, and next pitch down the little ball that time. It's 1-1. And next pitch,
yes,
taking for a strike, and it's 1-2. That one foul back. That'll hold the count at 1-2. Long look in by Hardy, and the next pitch coming. That's going to be a foul ball over, hits off the top of the net. Count remains 1-2 on Davis Lee. It'll be Lee followed by Parker Smith and then Leighton Scott here in the bottom half of the third, of the second inning. Send a high fly ball out in the left center. And it's Coring that's going to haul it in for out number one. And Coring did a nice job there chasing that one down.
Yes, he did. He got an excellent jump on the ball and did what the center fielder needs to do.
Be the
guy out in the outfield.
And that'll bring up Parker Smith, the catcher now. And that one outside of ball. It's 1-0.
We definitely can hear the umpire.
Oh, yeah. Don't have to worry about that tonight. Swung out of missed, and it's 1-1. And next pitch inside, 2-1. And down low for a ball. Three balls, one strike on Parker Smith. Brennan with two runs in the first and one in the second. And this one's going to be popped up. Second baseman Mendoza calling for it. And he'll take charge and get the out. That's two away. And that'll bring up Leighton Scott, the third baseman.
Now batting for the Lions, third baseman, number 7, Leighton Scott.
First pitch coming. He is down low, ball from Hardy. And that one is going to be sent. Ground ball in the hole. Finke throw to first.
Got it.
Get in. Yes. What a play by Owen Finke.
Tell you what, ball hit deep in the hole between short and third. Owen fielded it cleanly. Good, strong throw to first base. Just in time to get him.
Yeah, that was an amazing play there for Finke. And so, in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Three up and three down, away to go. Brenham National Bank's the way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. Cubs lead it 3-0. We're going to the third inning. Back into here 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilghman Construction and Stegan Tilghman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
And we return here to the top of the third inning. Cubs lead it 3-0. It's time now for the Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning. And a Cub hits a home run. We're looking at $80 worth of gasoline tonight. And they had a double or triple worth of rack of ribs. Tanner Reese, the first batter. And who's he hitting for?
Claudia Arnold.
All right, Claudia, you are first up. And Reese did have a double his first time around. Swings and misses the first pitch, 0-1.
By the way, we'll say it up front, you don't lose with the ribs.
Absolutely not. And next pitch is taken for a strike. It's 1-1.
He came back with curveball, had fastball on that outside corner, first trip. Now comes a curveball.
And pitches outside for a ball. 2-1. And swings at one in the dirt. And the catcher will fire on down to first, and that'll go down as a strikeout. So Reese retired for out number one. And that's going to bring up Drake Behnke. And sorry, Claudia. Let's see if Drake's hitting for.
Number 22, Drake.
Freddie Wellman.
Ah, there we go, my neighbor. And Freddie, you are up next, and we'll see. You got a good candidate there to get you some ribs or some gas.
Got a chance here. Got a chance.
And pitches inside for a ball, 1-0. And don't forget, Buccaneer Food Store is your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. Next pitch, taken for a strike, and it's 1-1 to Behnke.
Came back with fastball on that outside corner, just a little above the knees.
And Behnke turns on this one. That is back and deep. And unfortunately, foul.
You had a chance.
It's, yeah, very close. If he did just straighten it out a little bit more to the left.
He came with that curveball, and I'm telling you, it broke right across the wheelhouse. And Drake turned on it just a little too soon.
And the 1-2. And he sends this one. Oh, and we're going to get... They're going to be catcher's interference. And they're going to call catcher's interference, so that'll put... That's going to put Behnke down at first. And so base runner there.
You know, as long as I've been around baseball, what? How does that go down the books?
Goes down, catcher's interference, and goes down actually as an error on the catcher.
Yeah.
Now batting second baseman, number 9, Landry Mendoza.
And now Landry Mendoza, the batter, and Landry hitting 4.
Oh, here I'm getting behind. We're getting, there we go.
Nancy Vu.
Vu.
Okay. Nancy, you are next up. And Landry, certainly capable. He's already had one of our winners this year. So Behnke at first, one out and pitch inside for a strike.
Hey, the good thing about all of this is we're getting some new entries. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget Nathan's Barbecue. You can go inside for lunch specials daily. Get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders, stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And Mendoza swings and misses. And he's down on strikes. And so that'll bring up Grady G down. Grady hitting for
Laura Cassoni.
Okay. Number seven, Grady E.
I did okay on that, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to me. And also, don't forget, they've got great hamburgers over there at Nathan's Barbecue, and barbecue sandwiches are terrific as well. And, of course, don't forget their motto.
Ain't no fear about our rib.
And pitcher swung out and missed, 0-1 to Grady G. And Grady sends us one a high fly ball going back. And it's going to be caught up against the fence by the left fielder. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, one left on. And we go to the bottom of the third, starting no winners this time. And so Friday night, we bump it up to $90 worth of gasoline. That'll actually be, Friday will be our last Buccaneer Food Store home run inning of the season. So be sure to listen for your name to be called. And we head to the bottom of the third. Cubs lead at 3-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
All righty, as we come back here to the bottom half of the third inning, and it's going to be Reed Newkirk, followed by Jackson Marshall, and then Carson Lange, as the Brenham Cubs lead the Lake Creek Lions 3-0. Lucardi out on the hill.
Leading off for your Lake Creek Lions, left fielder, number one, Reed Newkirk.
Newkirk, a left-handed hitter. Yeah, the first pitch from Hardy. And he sends this one a high fly ball over into right center. And Barrett Coring is there to haul in for out number one. And that'll bring up Jackson Marshall.
Now batting right fielder, number 12, Jackson Marshall.
And the first pitch to him is just a little bit outside for ball one. And this one, a little check swing, and that's fouled away over toward the Cub dugout. And that's 1-1.
Another one of those oops
yeah.
swings.
By the way, Cubs in the third base dugout this evening and Lake Creek in the first base dugout. And next pitch, taking for a ball. It's 2-1.
Little up.
Worked away the bunt. He's going to pop this one foul, and that'll make it 2-2. Mm-hmm.
another one of those situations. He didn't get his bat out in front of the plate and keep it back, and it's a good chance you're going to pop it up.
Two balls, two strikes, one out here in the inning. Next pitch from Hardy. Outside of ball, it's 3-2, a full count.
If I'm looking right, Doug, I think that's the first full count. Luke's just done a good job of throwing strikes.
Yeah. And this one, little flare out behind second base. And it looks like he did he catch that?
No.
Okay, he did.
The best chance would have either been for Olin Finke or Landry Mendoza.
Okay.
They both fell just a little short.
Yeah, so. Good. Quite got a bad glare on the window here, and so drops in for a hit for Marshall, and it's 1-1. And Lange the batter now. Pitch down low for a ball. That's the first hit of the game and also first base runner for Lake Creek here in the third inning. Runner going. And throw down from Reed.
Got him.
Got him.
Tell you what, that was an excellent throw there by Tanner Reese. Got up on it right on the money.
He certainly did. I mean, that's how it's done. I mean, picture perfect. And then thinking on the other end to put the tag down. It's two outs in the inning. And next pitch taken for a ball.
Here this last week, Nicholas Hedell did an excellent article on Tanner Reese.
Yeah.
And Tanner Reese is a very, very improved catcher this year.
He certainly has.
And not that he was bad.
No.
He was very good, but he's very improved.
Oh, yeah. And pitches a ball. It's 3-1 now on Carson Lange. And let's see if Hardy can come back again. And you don't want to walk the number 9 guy and get to the top of the order. Swung and a miss, 3-2.
Hey, Luke Hardy came back with fastball. Right knee high on that outside corner. Good pitch.
I know. 3-2. Wow. Thought he was going to ring him up, but that ends up being a walk. And so that'll put a base runner aboard. That'll bring up Wyatt Davis.
Number 8, Wyatt Davis.
And now with the walk there to Lange, that makes that caught stealing on Marshall look even bigger.
Oh, that's really big. Just an outstanding throw by Tanner.
And so Wyatt Davis, the batter. And he sends this one out to right field. Goss over.
Oh, he got it.
Get for out number 3. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And we have played through 3. And it is the Brenham Cubs leading the Lake Creek Lions 3-0. And it's time now for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller to the KWHI studio at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Maloof Z pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in right now to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillows infused with gel create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in his store, 2668 Highway 36 South, in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. And remember, one pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible. Back with the fourth inning after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham. Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
On we go to the top half of the fourth inning. It'll be Philip Deal, Braden Goss, and Barrett Coring to bat here against Harper Heathcott. And Heathcott's first pitch is taken by Deal, and that's ball one. As we come back here, Cubs leading at 3-0 here in the top of the fourth. Heathcott comes set, and the next pitch is ball two inside. And he will kick and bring it. And Deal fouls that one away. And it's two balls and a strike. Deal struck out his first time around against Heathcott. Now trying to get aboard. And takes up high for a ball. And it's now 3-1. And Deal puts this one foul over to the right side, just past the Lake Creek stands. And strike three called. Deal thought he had a walk, and the umpire rung him up. And so that's one away, and I'll bring up Braden Goss. Goss singled and scored his first time up.
Now batting for the Cubs right fielder, number 5, Braden Goss.
Doug, isn't that the first inning we did not get the leadoff batter on?
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, wait, no, second.
Second?
Second. That's right, because restruck. Yeah, first inning, Rao reached on the hit batsman. Second inning, Goss a single. Third inning, Reese struck out, and now Deal struck out. And it's now 1-1 on Goss. And he pops this one. That's going to go foul back into the screen. Cubs trying to build on their 3-0 lead here. And that one, a high fly ball out to left field. And backtracking goes the left fielder, Newkirk, and he'll make the grab for out number 2. Just shy of the warning track out there in left field. And that'll bring up Barrett Coring.
Now batting for the Cubs, center fielder number 2, Barrett Coring.
That one up high for a ball. It's 1-0. up high, 2-0. And next pitch to Corey. Corey going to foul that one away. Haynes tough there. Yeah, it's 2-2. Owen Finke waiting on deck. Hoping to get a chance to bat in this inning. And a pie, ball three.
When he misses with a pitch, he misses with a pitch.
Oh, yeah. 3-1, foul away. Came back in with one right over the plate, and he just fouled off. It's 3-2 now on Barrett Coring. And the pie, that's ball four. And that is actually just the first walk issued by Heathcott this evening.
Now batting shortstop.
And Owen Finke the batter. So Finke gets up with one on, two outs here. Finke grounded out to his counterpart at shortstop last time up. And that one is in the hole, shortstop, up with it, fires to first, and just barely nipped Finke in the bud. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. And so we are halfway through this one. Cubs lead it 3-0, and we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And we come back here. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. And congratulations to Betty Somerville for winning the Mattress Guys Z-Gel Convolution Pillow. And Betty, enjoy it in good health.
Leading off for your Lake Creek Lions, second baseman, number three, Austin Wiederhold.
And Austin Wiederhold, the batter. Brenham Cubs leading this one 3-0. And now it's time for our Whataburger recap, brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, fancy ketchup, adding big flavor to your hometown. With online ordering available, perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. First pitch was a ball, and Hardy's next delivery. And that is going to be a line drive caught by Mendoza for out number one.
There we go. Good start.
And Cubs got their first two runs in the top of the first inning. Brady Rao was hit by a pitch. Tanner Reese followed with a double.
Sam Lee.
And then it was Grady G with an RBI single. And then during a double steal attempt, Reese's courtesy runner Caleb Maurer was able to score in the second run again, make it 2-0. And then the Cubs would get another run in the second inning. Braden Goss with a single. Later came around to score on an RBI single by Brady Rao. And ground ball to short. Finke up with it. Throws to first. And that's two away. And since then, Luke Carty has faced just one over the minimum, and he's cruising right along with so far 3 2/3 innings pitched.
Number 19,
one
Davis
hit, one walk, no runs allowed, and that'll bring up Davis Lee. And that is your Whataburger recap.
On that play, nice stop there by Philip Deal at first base.
And that one, check swing and foul it away. It's 0-1 on Davis Lee. And this one, tapper foul. Slow roller just barely makes it out of the turfed in area around home plate. And that one, another check swing and foul away. 0-2.
That oops check swing again.
Yep. And that time going outside, and it's ball 1-2.
Don't lose it now, Luke.
And the next pitch, that one is going to be sent out to center field. And that's going to be caught for out number 3. And in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. 3 up and 3 down. Let's get some hits. You can get a hit when you get signature address from Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. And we played through 4. Cubs lead it 3-0. We're moving on to the 5th inning. After we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And back we go here as we head to the top of the 5th inning. Brenham Cubs lead it 3-0 over the Lake Creek Lions here. It's, we're in Lake Creek tonight. Or actually, I should say in Montgomery at Lake Creek High School. And it'll be Brady Rao, Tanner Reese, and Drake Benke here in the top of the inning against Harper Heathcott. Rao's been on base both times, hit by a pitch, scored a run, and then also had an RBI single.
Not a bad evening.
And takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. And a pie for a ball, 2-0. And foul tipped into the mid. Two balls and one strike. And Now fouls that one back in the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Outside, and that'll be ball three, so full count now on Brady Rao. And that one fouled back in the screen as well, and that remains 3-2.
Yeah, good job by Brady staying hanging tight.
Two delivery, and Rao's going to pop this one over into the left fielder, giving chase.
A lot of room out there.
And made the grab for out number one. It's a good battle, but it ends in a long, noisy fly out, and that'll bring up Tanner Reese.
Now batting for the Lions catcher, number three, Tanner Reese.
First pitch. He is ball outside. Reese doubled and scored a run his first time up and struck out his last time around. And that one's going to be popped in foul. 1-1. One ball, one strike on Reese. Trying to get aboard. Get something going with Benke on deck. And swung on a miss by Reese.
He came with a big curveball there, Doug. Tanner just couldn't catch up to it.
Yep. One, two pitch. And that one is going to be crashed out into left field. And that's going to be caught again. Wow, another great play there.
Yeah, left fielder just got an excellent jump on the ball. Tanner hit it on a semi-line down that left field line, but such a good jump, and he caught up. He was able to catch up to it.
And now that's going to be Drake Benke. Benke reached on a rare catcher's interference call his last time up.
Been a long time since I've seen that.
Yeah. Pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Now he's seen it twice in the same year. And that one down the line foul.
I'll tell you what, Drake got a pitch he liked, and he turned on it real quick, hit it on the line down that first baseline.
One ball, one strike on Benke. And next pitch. And 2-1. Down low ball, and it's 3-1. Benke may not get anything to look at on this next pitch. They know he's got some pop in that bat.
I think Heathcock's got a pretty good scouting report on Drake Benke. He's not giving anything too good to hit.
No. Curveball inside, and that is ball four. Benke draws the walk.
Thank you. second walk given
now
by
the Cubs second baseman number 9, Landry Mendoza.
That one inside. Just missed hitting it, man. It's 0-1.
Look, I just got on that inside corner.
Yeah. Next pitch. Ball, and it's 1-1. Two outs, runner at first for the cut. Mendoza lays down. Oh, that's a great bunt up the third base side. And just got barely
got it.
And that'll tie the side in the inning for the Cubs. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from Cubs lead 3-0. We'll hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friend.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
And on we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. And for the Lake Creek Lions, it'll be Parker Smith, Leighton Scott, and Reed Newkirk against Luke Hardy. And first pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1.
A nice curveball there by Luke.
Smith popped up to the shortstop. Finke his first time up. And that one foul up the third base side. And that'll make it quickly here, 0-2 on Smith.
Hey, good job by Luke again. Ahead of the batter, 0-2.
And try to check his swing. And first base umpire says no, he did not go around. So one ball and two strikes.
Good job by the plate umpire, motion down to first.
And that one inside a ball, it's 2-2. Yeah, Reese was right there trying to pick that ball up and try to tag that runner. And pitches outside for a ball. 3-2.
A little bit better with the umpires than it was a week ago today.
Yeah.
A lot of excitement.
Oh, yeah.
To put it mildly.
Wow, where was that? And that's going to be ball four to Smith. That looked like a pretty good point from our man.
It was a good pitch. Really good pitch. Only the second walk given up by Luke Hardy.
And so Leighton's got the batter. Zero, five, five. Brenham with a 3-0 lead over Brazos, over College Station.
Consol's three up.
Two up.
Okay, I missed it.
Could be three up if they win tonight. Ground ball back to the pitcher, throw to first, and that's one away. On the sack bunt by Layton Hardy. And College Station tonight, they are, or excuse me, A&M Consolidated tonight is playing College Station. And College Station, they're just trying to fight for their very playoff lives. As Reed Newkirk, the batter, steps up here. And pitches inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch. Taking for a ball, and it's 2-0. Delivery. That one foul away. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike, one out. Runner at second. And that one's going to be fisted foul again, and it's going to even the count at 2-2.
Hey, good job by Luke coming back.
Two balls, two strikes, one out.
Well, nice stop there by Tanner Reese.
Yeah, he's really coming to his own back there behind the home plate area. Three balls, two strikes. And that one's going to be sent out to right center.
Oh, no.
And it dropped in. And that is... And that was... Goss, the right fielder on that play, Tom.
The Lions right fielder, number 12, Jackson Marshall.
It'll be an error on the Cubs as it hit right in his glove. And looks like runners at second and third now. And coach is on his way to the hill. It'll be an E9. And so now runners at second, third, only one out. Coach staying with Hardy.
Need to get an out here somewhere.
Yeah. As Jackson Marshall comes to the plate. Marshall has single and caught stealing.
Settle down, Luke. Throw strikes.
And Dallow gets away.
Nice stop there by Tanner. You know, I was thinking, Doug, I almost said it. What we don't need right now is a pass ball.
Right.
But a great stop there by Tanner Reese. Because I'm telling you what, we have a lot of territory, a lot of real estate.
Oh, yes, we do.
Behind the plate.
Outside of ball. Oh, we called a strike on that.
Oh, we did get it.
Wow. We got a break there. And next one taken for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Runners second and third. Only one out. And that one, a high bouncer. Think he's only played us to first. And he's safe. He beat it out. And the run will score. It's an infield hit. That thing just took
a wicked high hop
on that turf. And so now it's a 3-1 ball game.
I tell you what, give Owen Finke an A for effort on fielding it and making the good strong throw to first just a split second too late.
And that'll bring Carson Lange the batter. Lange walked his first time up.
By the way, no relation that I am aware of.
We got runners at the corners, only one out. Infielder shading up the middle, hoping for a double play ball. And next one taken for a ball, one no.
Let's go, Luke, settle down.
And long look in and check the runners. Wow, that was really close there.
Pretty good pitch. Just maybe it could have been a slightly low and maybe just slightly off that corner.
Mm-hmm. Hardy ready. 2-0 delivery. I was going to fake throw to one and look back towards it, look the other one back. And next pitch is a strike. Hardy needed that. Now we can just get the out here.
What we need is a double play.
Mm-hmm. Sent out to right field. And Goss didn't come up with it. That's going to get another runner home. And that'll make it 3-2 now, Lake Creek.
You know, the way that ball was dying, I think we're going to go base hit, Doug. What do you think?
No, they gave him an error on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Two errors in the inning on Goss, and that has cut up to a 3-2 lead, and that'll bring us back to the top of the Lake Creek batting order with Wyatt Davis.
All right, guys, let's settle down. Let's get an out somewhere.
Davis 0 for 2. First pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. And that one ground ball that is going to scoot through for a base hit. Runner coming home. Rouse throw to the plate. And he got it in there.
What a throw. It was a great throw there by Brady Rao, but just a split second too late.
RBI single in. We're tied. Three to three now.
Now batting the line.
As the inning coming unraveled here for the Cubs.
And runners on second. Here comes Coach.
And I believe he will be making some moves here. And Hardy will be taking a seat, and Goss is coming in to pitch. And in the meantime, with the pitching change, we're going to take a break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And back we go here as it's now 3-3 tied. And we've got a new pitcher, Braden Goss has come on the pitch, and Brody Heyman has gone out to play right field. And with a new pitcher, the pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance in Brenham. And so after being up 3-0 for most of the game, Lake Creek has come back to tie it with three runs in this inning, taking advantage of a couple of Cub errors.
For the Lions, number three, Austin Wiederhold.
And Austin Wiederhold, the batter here. Got one out and runners at second and third.
Notice the hit total, Doug, 3-3 each.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the hits have been timely for both teams.
Yep. Time is called, and Reese's going to go out and have a word with Goss before they get started. And pitches up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Wiederholtz 0-2 in the ball game.
Grounded short, fly to second.
And Goss with a 1-0. That one inside, and it's 2-0.
Tell you what, we need to get an out here, Doug. We're starting to get to a tough part of the order.
Yes. And next is the ball, and it's 3-0.
Need a strike here.
Yeah. strike called. Long delay there. It's 3-1. Wiederholt was about to take the trot on down to first.
We almost had enough time to have a cup of coffee there.
Yeah. Bounce up into the mitt, and it's 3-2.
There you go. Way to come back.
And at 3-2, this one's going to be a little flare out behind second, and that's going to drop. Infielders were playing in, and that's going to allow two runs to score. And it's now a five-run inning as Lake Creek has taken a 5-3 lead over the Cubs.
Wow.
Now batting for your line.
How quickly the tide can turn on you. Sam Lee, the batter. And that one foul away, 0-1. Lee 0-2 in the game. Flew out to right and also grounded a short. Next pitch.
There it is. I was going to say.
0-2.
I was calling the pitch, and I'm going, wow. But we got it. We got the call.
Mm-hmm.
Got the strike. Got him.
And that is a strikeout. Two away now. And that'll bring up Davis Lee. Lee's 0-2. He's flown out twice to Corey in center.
Now batting number 19, Davis Lee.
And pitch foul back in the screen. It's 0-1. Delivery, and that was a pop up on the infield. Thank you, calling for it, and he'll grab it for out number three. But the damage was done. Five runs in the inning on three hits. There were two errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the top half of the sixth inning, and it is now Lake Creek 5, Brenham Cubs 3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
And on to the top of the sixth inning. Cup bats have got some work to do. After being ahead 3-0, Lake Creek comes back with five runs in the bottom of the fifth. And so now the Cubs trailing at 5-3. They got Grady G, Philip Deal, and Braden Goss scheduled to bat.
Leading off for the Cubs, third baseman, number 7, Grady.
What we need to do, Doug, just don't panic. Don't get in a panic mode here. Just take your time, go up there, get your pitch, and drive the baseball, and let's get back in the game.
And Grady G, 1-for-2 with an RBI single. And fouls his first pitch off, and it's 0-1. Next pitch. Just missing, and it's 1-1 now on Grady G.
I knew it was outside, but the way he's been calling late again.
Yeah. That one inside. And 2-1 count.
Oh, just hit base runners.
And this one's going to be popped up. And it will dropped in behind the catcher there for Lake Creek. That is Parker Smith. And so Grady G gets to continue the at-bat.
Tell you what, he gave Grady some new life. Mm-hmm. See if we can make it pay. I tell you what, though, the way that one was hit, Doug, that's tough. It's tough, and you got a little bit of a breeze up there.
Next pitch. Taken for a ball. It's 3-2 now on Grady G. Then down on strikes goes Grady G for out number one.
Tell you what, Doug, that was a little bit unusual. He came with straight fastball. Grady just couldn't catch up to it.
Now batting first baseman, number 16, Philip Deal.
I'll bring up Philip Deal now. Next pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch. Taken for a ball. They were looking for the next pitch. Oh, that's foul away again. And I'll tell you what, Deal hanging tough. Two balls, one strike, one out here on Philip Deal. Oops. Outside ball 3.
Here we go.
So 3 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Deal the batter. And that is... Did he just call a strike on that?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he did.
That's the second time he's done that to Deal. And so now he's got to stay up there and take another pitch. Deal had the bat down and was walking down to first, and now he's got to come back. And foul tip into the mitt. Four, strike three, and that's two down now. I'm going to bring up Braden Gosh.
Now batting pitcher, number five, Braden Gosh.
Well, Gosh now with a chance to help himself with the bat. He's one for two in the game. And a pie ball, 1-0.
Heathcock went up in the count on a few batters.
Swing and a miss, one and run. He settled in, though, after those rough couple of first two innings. He's settled in now, and he's been dealing ever since. Swung and a miss, 1-2. One-two delivery. Swing and a miss. Got him on strikes. And that'll work out aside. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Lake Creek still leading at 5-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
It's electric! And here we go to the bottom half of the inning. And do we have a new pitcher out there for the Cubs? Yeah, right-hander in there this time.
We're going to have to get the number. Is that Dawson Kime?
Is that four?
Feeding off your Lions catcher, number 23, Parker Smith.
They haven't updated it yet on the game changer here yet. But nevertheless, it is going to be Parker Smith.
The lighting here is just with those numbers, it's just not.
Yeah. Yeah, looking for the style. I think that is Kime out there. And first pitch is, our next pitch is a ball, 2-0. Cubs trailing 5-3 here.
Smith walked his last at bat.
Next pitch is,
there we go.
Take it for a ball. Cubs need a quick inning here. Give the bats a chance to go to work in the seventh. 2-1 delivery. And that's a ball. Okay. next pitch is a strike call. Or no, that's a ball.
Ball four.
Ball four, Smith walks. Or no, that's Braden Goss pitching. Well, no, it can't be Goss, who's got...
I said I was going to be bringing my binoculars, Doug.
Yeah.
I should bring them.
I think Goss was left-handed. This is a right-handed.
No. Goss is right-handed.
Oh, he was? Okay. Yeah, flip to first. Or I might be getting myself confused, and that's a sack bunt.
Got the sacrifice.
And
Scott's second tackle.
Oh, yeah, this is Goss pitching.
Okay,
and check of the base runner. And next pitch, down low for a ball. So one out, a runner aboard. Newkirk the batter.
Come on, Reed, let's go.
Not that it would make it impossible, but we really don't want to give up another run.
No. And that one foul.
You're all over that, Reed.
One ball, one strike.
Newkirk turned on that one just a little soon.
And you like to get
glad
out.
He did.
And with the bottom of the order due up, you'd like to get out of this without any more damage.
I knew. Well, what's the matter?
Yeah, that's going to be a high pop. Think he calling for it. It's two away. And so now that's going to bring up Jackson Marshall.
Batting the Lions, right fielder, number 12, Jackson Marshall.
Go, Jackson, let's do it again.
And Thomas called having a word with his third base coach. Marshall is 2 for 2 in the game with 2 singles. He's also got an RBI and a run scored.
He has 2 of Lake Creek's 4 hits.
And next one, yes, in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Delayed call again.
And curveball in there for a strike, and it's 0-2.
Tell you what, Braden Goss put 2 pitches in the exact same spot, just a little bit above the knees on that outside corner.
And next pitch outside, 1-2, try to get him a chase, and Marshall wouldn't bite there.
Yes.
3 called, and that will retire the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 left on. And we go to the top of the 7th inning. It's going to be do or die for the Cubs. They trail it 5-3 to Lake Creek. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1990.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning. Morning at 10:45. Just come to Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
All right, as we come back here, it's Parker Smith is the new pitcher for the Lake Creek Lions, and he'll be looking at Barrett Goring, Owen Finke, and Brady Rao, trying to nail down the save here and continue the Lions' quest for a playoff spot. Of course, after tonight, these two teams will go to Fireman's Park in Brenham this Friday night. And that will be a 7 o'clock start time, 6:35 pregame here on KWHI. We hope you can be with us for that. And we are ready to go with Barrett Goring. Goring's 0 for 1 tonight. He flew out to, or popped up to the shortstop his first time up and walked his last time. He's also made some good plays out there at center as well.
B.K. Goring.
Base runners.
Yep. And it's a Smith ready. And the first pitch on the way from Goring. Or for Goring. And he takes it up high for a ball, 1-0.
That's a good start.
Yeah, that one fouled away. One ball and one strike. And next pitch, taking for a strike. And it's 1-2.
A broke curveball. Right at the knees.
And time is called. Pitcher took it a little bit too long. One, two pitch. Strike three called. Goring caught looking.
So, Doug, that was straight fastball knee high.
That is Smith's first strikeout, and that's a total of 9 strikeouts now for Lake Creek pitching as Owen Finke bats here. Finke 0 for 2. He's grounded a short twice. And it swings and misses 0-1. Yeah. Yeah, that one foul away. No balls, two strikes on Finke. Coming up, we'll have the post-game show, and Tommy and I will be naming the John Breeden Star of the Game, as well as selecting our Hyundai of Brenham Drive of the Game. Yeah, that one inside for a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. Finke waiting on the pitch. And pitch from Smith. And that one off the pitcher's glove. Second baseman has it. Throws it first. And that's two away. And just like that, the Cubs are down to their final out. And it'll be up to Brady Rao to keep it going.
Now batting for the Cubs, the left fielder, number 11, Brady Rao.
First pitch to Rao, bounced up there in the dirt.
And my dad was like, whenever I got back, he was like, can people not do that?
Yeah. 1-0 delivery. That one, ground ball to first. First baseman will run to the bag, and that will retire the side, and that's the ball game. Your final score, the Lakeland Creek Lions win it 5-3 over the Brenham Cubs. And
that's the ball game, folks. Final score, Lions 5.
This broadcast of Brenham Cup Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Stay tuned for the post-game show coming up next. Post-game made possible by Kajura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Thielemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and Bank of Brenham. We'll be back with the post-game show after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hyundai of Brenham boasts an extensive inventory designed to cater to a diverse range of driving preferences and needs, from sleek, fuel-efficient sedans to spacious SUVs. Their selection is equipped to please. They're conveniently located, making it easy for you to stop by and discover your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball-softball season. They believe in fostering community spirit and supporting local teams. Drop by at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Barn Dominiums, Workshop, Store. Storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season.
We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
All right, as we come back here to the postgame show, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Lake Creek High School, where it was the Lake Creek Lions over the Brenham Cubs tonight, 5-3 the final score. And really, I thought overall the Cubs played well, but it was, as we've heard, a similar story to what we've had in other games. One bad inning did them in.
Yes, it is. It just so happened, and you know, maybe I put the jinx on us. You know, Luke Hardy did such a good job through four innings, you know, pitching really well. And, you know, I kind of whispered to you, Doug. I said, if Luke gets through this, I think we're going to cruise. And lo and behold, we had a couple of misplays out in the outfield, and Lake Creek ends up with that big inning, and that's the score, 5-3.
Yeah, five runs in that one inning and ends up with a loss for the Cubs. And so now with that win, Lake Creek now 9-4 in district going into the final game, whereas the Cubs will be 4-9. And we'll wait to see how all the other teams did in district action this evening as they work on clinching the I would think that one pretty much wraps up a playoff spot for Lake Creek. That should get them in, and then we'll, and along with Consolidated, we'll see how Magnolia and College Station ended up as well this evening. Well, we're going to take another break. When we come back, Tommy and I will name our John Breen star of the game, as well as our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game, after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Make sure your New Holland equipment is feel ready with special deals on genuine New Holland parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every top maintained plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on New Holland parts. Visit WC Tractor in Brenham to take advantage of these great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here to Lake Creek High School, joined now by the head coach of the Brenham Cubs, Coach Jay Sweeten. And Coach, is like, you guys got off to a pretty good start tonight, and then as it's happened other times, it's just really one bad inning did you in.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, most of these district losses, if you go back, probably 90% of them, the majority, for whatever reason. In this league, they come in bunches. So holding those guys to a two or three spot there would have been huge. A five spot, that's really tough to bounce back, come back from, especially with a pitching staff like that they have over there.
Yeah, I thought Luke Hardy, first four innings, was looking really good out there on the hill.
Did a great job pitching for contact. I think we had to make every play behind him. he definitely kept us in the game, threw two for a strike. I think that inning, the fifth, started with a leadoff walk on a really borderline full count pitch. Next guy sacks him over. And then you got a mishap out there with, you know, Braden Goss is a tremendous defensive outfielder, probably just trying to do too much. Didn't really have a play to throw him out at third. Probably trying to get the ball out of his glove pretty quick. Would love to have that one back and just to secure the out. But still had some chances there to stop the bleeding and keep it at two or three. Instead, it turns for five, and, you know, that one will haunt you.
Yeah, and now coming up Friday night, you guys get to finish out the season at home. It'll be seniors' night, and chance to go out, try to finish on a good note.
Sure. Just want to send those seniors out with a win, you know, everything that they've done. It's their night, but, you know, at the end of the day, we need to build. Moving forward for next year, and it'd be good to beat a solid Lake Creek team who's going to finish probably second or third in the district. And it is a talented squad over there, so it'll be a good test for us.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time, and we'll see you again on Friday.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, Coach Chase Wheaton joining us here on the post game. And Tommy and I now it's time to name our John Breeden star of the game. And for the star of the game, one young man got us started. He had the first run, scored the first run for the Cubs, and then drove in the Cubs' third run of the game.
No doubt about it. Brady Rao did exactly what the Cubs needed to do this evening. Got on base. Tanner Reese comes up with that double. And then we end up getting another timely base hit there and getting a run, and then he comes up his second time at bat. We had runners in scoring position. He gets a single, scores that third run, and just did an outstanding job as a leadoff hitter this evening. Brady Rao, our John Breeden star of the game.
Star of the game, sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. And now for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. This one was pretty easy. It was our only extra base hit.
No doubt about it. I tell you, Tanner Reese came up his first time at bat, and I know one thing. The pitcher made a big mistake. He grooved one right down the middle of the plate, and Tanner teed off on it. One hop to the left center field wall. A big double put runners on second and third, and that's how we get up on the board early. Tanner Reese, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
And drive off in a new Hyundai today. Hyundai of Brenham offers a fantastic selection of vehicles, flexible financing options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Whether you're in the market for a sedan, SUV, or truck, they've got something for you. Their dedicated team is here to assist you every step of the way, ensuring you find the perfect vehicle to suit your needs. Come visit them at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice of drivers in our community. And back with a final wrap up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Steget Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction and Steget Tielemann Plumbing your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction and Steget Tielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during this baseball and softball season.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate, marketing, and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, back we go. Once again, your final score, Lake Creek wins it 5-3. And so for the Cubs, they have one game left on the schedule. That will be coming up this Friday night as they will be taking on the Lake Creek Lions at Fireman's Park. Final game of the season, 7 o'clock for the start, 6:35 pregame here on KWHI. And also seniors night. We don't have a whole lot of them, but we'll be honoring the outgoing seniors as they play their final game in the green and white.
Yes, and I tell you what, you know, it's always a special moment, you know, for those seniors. And, you know, we want to thank and congratulate each and one of them for their contribution to the Cub baseball team over the years. Again, tonight, you know what? As Coach said it, you said it, we all said it. One bad inning, doggone it.
Yep.
And you know what? Don't hang your heads down, guys. Just come back Friday night. Get up on the board early and, you know, just keep plugging away. And, you know, like Coach said, like Coach Wheaton said, let's see if we can end it on a good note and, you know, be the kick jump start, you know, for that 25 season.
Sounds good to me. And that's going to do it for us here tonight. I want to thank Austin back at the studios for his fine work on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And a big thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.